Hi, I'm Alice.
Hi, I'm Justin.
And you're listening to the Otterly Allison podcast. Who knows what we'll talk about?
But I have my calendar where I'm putting all my, like, because I'm back on my exercise routine.
And
so maybe next time I'll do a calendar, maybe like you've got. I'm looking at the last episode notes that we had. And there was two things we didn't get to talk about, but I'll let see first if you had anything on your Otterly Allison agenda.
Did I say last time that I renewed my CMA? Because I did.
Yes, I think you did. I haven't edited that one yet, but I think you did.
That's all I got.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you're good for another, like, 6 months or?
2 years.
2 years, okay.
And this time I'm going to start early. Like last time where I waited till the 11th hour. So,
well, I'm a procrastinator by nature, like by natural, but by default.
No, so. my stuff was done. It was just submitting them.
So. Yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I fixed the, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but remember I asked you about, do we have an HR expert? Because I'm getting some kind of weird error and need help. I fixed it myself.
Yay.
It was a business rule on the sys user table that was automatically creating an employee profile for a user, but the new onboarding catalog item was also trying to create an employee profile when it created a new user. So there was like, so it was given these red messages like, there's already a profile. I'm like, why is there already a profile?
Yeah.
I was surprised, and maybe you can speak to this, when I went into the business rules, I said, show me all the business rules on sys_user.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy crap, there's 50 business rules just on the user table. Like,
oh, yeah.
Good grief. And that's just a demo instance. It's not like a horked up customer instance where they're doing all kinds of weird stuff.
So I don't know if you will recall the customer that wanted to do the applicant tracking system.
Yes, yes.
So one of the main reasons that whenever we were, not to bash on ServiceNow, but when they were saying, it's so easy to create this custom app. And I'm like, yeah, if you have entitlements to the HR stuff, yes, it is. But they don't. And that's why there's just so many out of the box things that we would have utilized, which we did, but you know.
There was, so when I was troubleshooting this, you're going to like this story, I think. The HR record producer is connected to a case. The case is connected to a lifecycle event. The lifecycle event is connected to activity sets. Okay. Activity sets are connected to activities. And then I was like, and then where does it go? So I was like, flow designer? Anyone? Flow designer? No, not flow designer. I had to go into the crusty old workflow editor to find this workflow that was running a script. And then I was tickled by the welcome page, which I don't know if I can kind of show you this.
I'm upset that you called it crusty and old.
Well, I have a reason for saying that. Let me share the other screen. Oop. The screen.
Is it like, welcome, please use Flow Designer?
Yeah. Yep. It says, please use one of these other products, Flow Designer or PAD, Process Automation Designer. So I was like, I'm showing this to Allison.
I don't care what it says to consider.
What was funny is I'm so not familiar with this that I came over here and I was like, open this. And I'm clicking on it. I'm dragging it. I'm doing all kinds. Now it works. And finally I got it to open. And then I'm like, what do I do with these things? And then I finally like figured out I'd have to double click on them, right? To open them and see what's going on. So then I'm like, before I disabled the rule, I was going to be like, I'm going to put a timer in so it doesn't run this script until the business rule has had time to run. So I go over here, I go to core, and I'm like, get on my workflow. and I'm trying, and I'm trying, and I'm trying, and I can't get this thing on the workflow. And I was like, how does she like this thing? I don't understand how she likes this thing.
It's okay. I just love it. That's how I learn. It's so easy.
Well,
I can whip out workflows like this.
Let me highlight something for you. Legacy products.
I know.
I heard a podcast this morning. I'm gonna get the name of it in case anybody's listening or watching. It was called, if you don't listen to this one, you should, Breakpoint with Chuck Tomasi.
Oh, yeah.
He had on the product manager for Flow Designer, and they were talking about Workflow Studio. Her name is Jingfei Chen. I hope I'm saying that right. And she was saying that they haven't put anything in Workflow Editor for 5 years.
I believe it. It works perfectly without enhancements.
And then she said, Allison, that the workflow engine that's underneath Flow Designer has been like improved and improved and be more efficient and better
the
performance.
Second they let me write a script to get my variables, I'll be good. But until I can do that, I will forever think it is too many steps, too many clicks. It's too hard. This, I just pop it up, script it in, and I'm good to go.
So you're talking about this thing right here where you run a script?
No, not even that. Like if you go into one of the ones that's like the catalog task, for example.
Okay, catalog task.
Well, no, it would have to be a catalog item that already existed. I don't know if you have one of those, but the...
A badge reader device registration?
Sure.
Probably, that yeah, right? Okay. See, this. How do I open this stupid thing? Okay, I
click
once.
You just click once and you be patient. So there's a catalog task. If you go under core, there's a under tasks, or no, under service catalog. I lied, it's not under service catalog.
Create task?
Oh, they must have gotten rid of it because there used to be one that was like create a catalog task. But what it allowed you to do is if you wanted to put in the short description, or if you wanted to say if X variable is North Carolina, assigned to Justin, if X variable is South Carolina, assigned to Allison, you have to create all these like subflows and like sub activity task things. I can't just write it down and move on with life.
You can.
No, you can't. I tried. You show me how. I will maybe like Flow Designer, but it is too hard. There's too many like sub layers where on here where I could just quickly do it, where there I have to create like this sub thing to call the variables to then be able to use them. And it's just...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You have to have a step that looks up your catalog variables. Yeah. Yes. But then once you look them up, you have access to them.
Yeah. But there's like all these extra steps you have to do where on here, I just type them up. Too much. It's too many steps. And we're trying to teach people too many steps.
Well, this is going to be my favorite thing to talk to you about.
I know. Do you want to hear the fun use case I got this week? Actually, for the second time in the past 2 years. It
yes,
has nothing to do with Flow Designer.
I do. I want to hear.
Workflow. So, you've done interactions, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And call records back in the day.
Yes, I loved new call. And I love interactions. We have a couple customers using interactions for their service desk because we don't know what is coming in. Could be incident, could be request, especially with inbound emails. And their user experience, if you will, complaint, is that like if I'm on the service desk and it's a request that I fulfill and I'm able to fulfill it while I'm on the phone, but it is a request by nature because of what it is.
I'm going to add you to an AD group. It's something I can do quickly.
Something like that. Or the use case I was given was like, oh, what was it? I don't remember. But it was like connecting a printer to their laptop that's never been connected before. Network printer, yada, yada.
Does it still exist?
Right? So they were complaining. And it wasn't even necessarily a complaint. It was more just the user experience of if you do it through an interaction and create a request, you have to find the catalog item,
right,
which that wasn't the problem. but when you create it, it doesn't map any of the data over.
Yeah,
no, so if you have taken all these notes, doesn't map anything over. And then, so that was problem one. The second problem was if it's one they fulfill, they have to do two extra clicks to get to the task to close it out. And so Chris Klosterman, so shout out to Chris, built this really cool thing for our previous customer where you could attach it to specific catalog items and it would take you, it would call a common variable set that would map the details of the interaction to specific fields. And then it would have like a 5-second redirect to the task, but it was only on the certain catalog items you picked.
Cause that's the rub. That's if you're creating it, you have to know that the destination catalog item has those fields, right?
Yeah. Exactly. But I hit him up this week cause I was like, hey, remember that thing you built me? Did you save it? And he's like, you know, I didn't.
14 years ago. Yeah.
No, it was a year ago.
Well, in our time, that's like 14 years ago, yeah.
It really is, but he didn't save it, so he's getting to start over.
I need to tell him about source control so he can save his work.
You do. Or I just need to have him send it to you and you can start.
I'm a heavy user of it. If I create anything now, I back it up to source control because we have so many instances, I'll lose stuff.
Yeah. But that was a fun use case that I've gotten twice now, surprisingly. And every time Chris is like, Allison, it's 2 clicks. I'm like, look, I get it.
But, you're preaching to the choir, right? Yeah.
You know, I do understand the transfer of data from the form to the request. That one, I'm like, okay, that one's fair. But, so he's going to put something together for me. But the other problem is, this is going to get back to Flow Designer versus Workflow Editor. My other complaint with Flow Designer, things are not fast. Like on Workflow Editor, it was done. And on Flow Designer, you have to wait.
That's like part of what's been fixed in Vancouver, yeah.
And so he was complaining that he was like, I can't just redirect them to the task because I have to have a wait to let the flow do its thing. And because the last customer was like complaining about the wait, and I was like, here are your choices. You have the wait and it takes you to it, or you click twice.
Which do you want? Yeah.
And they're like, but why? I'm like, because that is how it works. There's a slight delay because it has to have time to create the task.
Yeah, it's going to queue it. It's going to prioritize it.
And they were like, oh. So I said, this is a training issue, not a platform issue. I said, so is 2 clicks, so pick your poison.
Yeah.
And so then Chris was like, can I just put a button that says take me to the task? I'm like, yeah, that's fine too.
Take me to task. Mm-hmm. I like that.
So
take me to task. Well, let me show you one more thing that
I'm gonna try. Show me how to do my variables in a quick, easy, where I don't have to do all these things, and you'll win me over.
So in troubleshooting this HR thing, which is not my area. HR is like, the HR discipline is my area, like historically, but the technology, the product is not my area.
Yeah.
So I'm like teaching myself HR to troubleshoot this. So I'm trying to troubleshoot the workflows. And this is where I would rather work with Flow Designer, because when I hit show workflow on this thing, look at that top bar. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That is insane, Allison.
I'm okay with it.
Oh my gosh. No. And there's no logs with this thing that I could find. Like there's no like...
There are.
Like a Flow Designer, I can go into the logs and kind of see a stack trace of what happened and kind of troubleshoot.
It's called workflow context and it'll break it down and take you line by line by line.
Okay.
So there is a way. I used to have to deal with that all the time.
Well... When this thing goes away, I'm going to schedule us a party and we'll order you something nasty to drink and I'll order something delicious to drink.
You'll order me that weird egg white drink.
Yeah, Prosecco, not Prosecco, what do they call it? Pisco Sour? Pisco Sour? Pisco. Yeah, that sounds gross, doesn't it?
I was like, I don't think that's the name. You have to hoot that one out.
I guess if you've been drinking vinegar, you're going to have some sour piss. Oh, geez.
I mean, you're going to pee out all that potassium. Sorry, you set it up.
I did not set that up. Thank you very much. But oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, we're just going to leave that be. So I have to do less editing. What else is new with you, Allison?
We're going to Charleston this weekend.
Nice. Yeah. For pleasure or work?
Pleasure. They're having like an early St. Patrick's Day thing, I guess.
Are you into St. Patrick's Day?
I mean, I like it. I mean, it's not until the 17th. So, I mean, it's next like Sunday. A weekend before.
Or this Sunday? No, next Sunday.
It's the next one, yeah. So we're going... David's Irish. My dad's always told us we were Irish, and my middle name is Aaron because he said we were Irish. Whether we are or not, I have no idea. But David is last name, you know. So we're going with some friends. It'll be fun. We're staying in like an Airbnb that's like right near stuff. Because there's a bunch of breweries and stuff like right around where we're staying.
Cool. Just make sure you actually take PTO and don't try to work at the same time. Yeah.
Took PTO.
Oh, that's why you could decline my meeting for the 18th. Okay.
No, that's spring break for Dexter. So we're going to.
Oh, okay. I see. Could you go on this weekend?
Tomorrow I took PTO, so I can just like get up and it's like a 2-hour drive.
You're gone tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Just so y'all know. Allison knows this. This has been a week from hell, and I've been leaning on Allison really hard, emotionally, spiritually, mentally.
I'll be super helpful tomorrow, because I won't be working, so when you text me, I'll be like, hey.
Oh my God. I actually considered resigning yesterday. I really did. It was,
no.
I did. I was dead. I was like, I don't think I can do this.
Yes, you can. No, but Dexter's spring break is the week of the 18th, and Brian and his wife and Xander are coming, and we're gonna go to the condo.
You know, yesterday was Xander Day.
I know, it was his gotcha day.
Gotcha.
Funny enough, his gotcha day is also the day I found out I passed my CMA board review. So I remember it very vividly. I was literally sitting at the courthouse at his adoption day. And I got the email and I was like, oh my God. And I didn't want to say anything because it was his day. So I let it be. I texted David. I texted like my mom and stuff. But like I didn't tell my brother till like the next day because I wanted
happy
it to
day
be
for
out.
Everybody. Yeah. Did you wear a bow tie too?
No. Okay. I don't even remember what I wore.
He said everybody wore bow ties, even the lawyer.
Yes, they did. Yeah. But yes, I vividly remember it because I was so excited. But then I was like, keep it down. It's Sanders Day. We'll celebrate you tomorrow. So I did. I kept it away, and then the next day.
Congratulations to you both. You are, how many years have you been to CMA now? Three?
Four.
Four.
Yeah, I passed in 2020, literally 2 weeks before the world shut down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you have to travel for that certification. Mm-hmm.
Back then, you had to go in person, and so I was in Orlando the end of February, or no, I guess the first week of March, and then we found out like a week later.
And you started here shortly after, right?
I started here in the fall of 2020.
Okay, so I got a year on it. Yeah.
The company I worked for at the time when I got it, they gave me no time to dedicate to it, and while I worked there, my former boss, while I worked there, he was like the only one excited for me. And so he like sent out this big company email. He sent my mom an email about how wonderful I was. And I'm like, she's not going to believe you, but okay. So
what was that conversation like? Excuse me, Allison, can I have your mom's email address?
He did. And I was like, we should have him on the podcast.
Hey, let's do it.
He's fantastic. I'm going to text him right now.
Are you texting from your computer?
Mm-hmm.
I just found out that I could do that with my Android.
Oh.
You know, the green bubbles?
Yeah, you weird green people.
I don't mind. I relish the fact that I'm not locked into an ecosystem where to do anything costs me hundreds of dollars.
I love all of my Apple products, so you can shame me all you want. Don't care. Not even remotely upset.
Do you use tags for anything? Tags. Apple tags?
No. David has some, but I don't.
This is going to be a long story to say I'm considering the same, but I was getting changed in the locker room at the pool one day, and I kept hearing this like, and it's like, what is the sound? And in my locker was a wallet up on the shelf that I couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled it out, and I guess it was one of the lifeguards. They have like young lifeguards.
Yeah.
And there was a little tag in there, and he was, I guess, hitting his phone trying to find his wallet.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And so I was like, well, that's a great idea, because
we
lose our wallets. You're going to laugh at this. We lose our wallets in the car. So we'll be like backtracking to the restaurant we went to the stores we went to. And every time it's underneath the seat in the car. Every time.
You can get the tiles too, though. Like if you don't want an Apple product, those tiles work really good.
That's why I said it was a long story, because the long story short is I'm going to buy tiles to do the same as the Apple tags. So.
Yeah, David bought one a couple months ago. I don't know if he uses it for anything, but the use case I've actually seen for the AirTags that I like is on TikTok, of all places. Parents are like attaching them to their kids, like at Disney World and stuff, so that that way, if for some reason they get separated, they can easily find, which I guess you could do with a tile as well, but that use case, I actually was like, that's brilliant.
I think they attach
it to their belt or something.
I'd hate to be this person. I think it's a great idea. I just worry about domestic violence situations where a husband or wife is tracking their spouse and they don't know it. That scares me.
Well, but that's going to happen whether they have an Apple tag or not.
True, so, they're going to find a way, probably, yeah.
They're going to do all sorts of crazy stuff. So, I mean, Apple tag or not, that situation. So, like, on the iPhones, you know, you can do the find my friends or share my location.
I don't know.
And it's funny because at one point my mom, like, we had shared locations, and then it would be like she almost got obsessed with that. I would be like, no, we're taking it off.
Why have you been at the downtown bar for 2 hours? It's none of your business.
No, not that. It would be like, there's a wreck. And she would be like on her phone trying to see if I was near a wreck she heard about on the news. Like, it became too much. Like, it was just too much.
That's how I feel about the news.
It didn't have anything to do with the bar.
That's how I feel about the news. This is too much.
Yeah.
So. I have a hard stop today, but we got this in. Do you have any last thoughts or topics or
wishes? I'm about to go do some ROM scoping with Jen.
ROM scoping? Any particular application?
ITSM, CSM, SIR.
That's a lot. That's already a lot. Stop right there.
I have all the details that he needs to do the ROM, so I have to go give him.
Oh, is this the Atlanta firm? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So. Yay, that's awesome. I'm so happy for him.
We're giving them the ROM Monday, so.
Oh, yeah. Way to get that to Jim in time, Allison. Jeez.
You're not wrong. But also, I've sent him, like, all the details, and he wanted to meet to make sure he got all of my, you've worked with my brain dumps.
Well, I'm just going to make a clip of what I just said and send it to him and cut out what you said.
So. Do it.
Look at me sticking up for you, Jim. I'm just kidding. I would never.
I know.
Well, have fun with Mr. Jim. I almost said his last name. And thank you for recording episode number 48, which is 2 times 24, which is 4 times 12, which is 8 times 6.
You sound like a Swiftie doing weird conspiracy theories with numbers.
I was just doing multiplication, but if you want to put a conspiracy theory, I went 48.
You're doing Fibonacci math.
All right. Go have fun with Jim. Thank you. See ya.
Bye.